So here we are in our storm-tossed boat, the church. So far, we've weathered a pandemic, quarantine, civil unrest, racial tensions, and, oh yeah, global warming. But it's nice in here, isn't it? Within these walls, we all basically believe the same things, right? We all live according to many of the same basic tenets. Perhaps we all even came from many of the same similar socioeconomic backgrounds, educational experiences. Okay, sure. We may have some minor disagreements here and there, but we know how to handle that, right? After all, we love each other. Let's stay here. Let's stay here where we feel loved and safe, and let the world battle with itself outside those, well, they're not red here, but red doors. If you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat. Imagine, though, for a moment, how violent this storm must have been if it was strong enough to keep these seasoned professional fishermen struggling just to keep from capsizing. Picture in your minds the massive waves, the powerful gusts of wind, and the sheer exhaustion of having fought to stay alive for most of the day and well into the night. These were the conditions in which Peter was going to get out of the boat. I think he was crazy. But not too terribly different from the storms that we face today. Again, global pandemic, climate change, racial disparities, social upheaval, and civil unrest are as real as the fears of inadequacy, failure, and loss that we all face. We all carry these around with us, whether in the form of our patterns of belief, the way we behave. It shapes the way that we think, the way that we believe, and how we interact with the people in our world. What would it take in a moment of utmost fear for you to trust Jesus? What did it take for Peter? Peter said to Jesus, "Command me to come to you on the water." Was he checking in just to make sure? Maybe he was asking, "Can I really do this?" And when Jesus said, "Come," Peter kicked off his sandals, he hiked up his robe, and he got out of that boat. I can just imagine him. His arms outstretched like some overgrown toddler, jaw dropped open, eyes bugging out of his head. He sees the water lapping around at his toes, and maybe there's even a few fish swimming around under his feet. Sheer joy and awe exuding from every pore of his body. Maybe it's the same rapturous feeling that we get when we finally understand what it is that God is calling us to do, when we finally have that moment of clarity of call. After 30 years, I finally gave in and accepted, okay, God is calling me. Got there eventually. That's right, who's counting? It was all-consuming. It was euphoric, and it was exhilarating, and it was terrifying. What if I'm wrong? What if I lose my focus? What if God looks away? Or text. When we're walking on the water, when we're doing this awesome, impossible thing, like overgrown toddlers, with our eyes on Jesus, we're focused on the infinite majesty and diversity of the face of God that's reflected in the eyes of every single human being. But what happens when we lose sight of that? What happened to Peter? Matthew tells us it was the strong wind that frightened him and distracted his gaze. Maybe he also looked back at the boat. Look what I'm doing. And saw his fellow disciples still sitting in it. Maybe he was distracted by the spray off of the waves and the strong wind in his face. Or maybe it just dawned on him to wonder what the heck he thought he was doing. Whatever it was, Peter, the rock, started to sink like a stone. When we stop seeing the face of Christ in all people, we lose sight of Jesus. Maybe we fear that acknowledging the experience of others that's different from ours would somehow make us question ourselves and challenge our own moorings. Maybe we're afraid that in order to give, we have to lose. Or maybe it just dawns on us to wonder what the heck it is we think we're doing. Whatever it is, old fears, patterns, they take over and we start to sink. We sink into racism, homophobia, transphobia, sexism, ageism, whatever it is that challenges and frightens us, whatever it is that makes us doubt and look away. What does Peter do? Immediately, Matthew tells us, he cries out, "Lord, save me." And he reaches for Jesus. Smart move. Jesus is right there. He immediately reaches out to him, catches him, and raises him up. "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" Peter may have looked away, but Jesus never took his eyes off of Peter. In these post-Christendom times of global pandemic and political unrest, racial reckoning, we're not in the places and spaces where we've learned to encounter God, or where God has shown up before. This means that as followers of Christ, we have to pay attention. We must pay attention to where God may show God's self in different experiences. We must listen for God to reveal God's self. Just like the disciples who, at 3 a.m. in the middle of a massive storm, did not recognize or expect Jesus walking toward them on the water, we too must learn to look for Jesus where we don't expect him, or where we've not encountered him before. God is always doing a new thing. But this is even more true now in these times of social upheaval. God will reveal God's self in ways and places and people we would never anticipate. We will find Jesus doing new things that challenge us, that tell us to gather our courage and our faith, kick off our shoes and get out of the boat. What does it take for us to trust God in a moment when we are most afraid? What would it take for you to get out of your boat and walk on water? And how much harder would that be if God were asking you to do a new thing, like walk on water? The truth is, just like these disciples in the boat, we've been in these places with Jesus before. At one time or another, we've all faced things that were hard for us, things that challenged our beliefs, our faith. We've all had to face sorrows and grapple with fear. And Jesus was there every single time. True, spaces and places are different, and circumstances change, but God does not. If we can but garner our faith and our courage to step out of our boats, to put our trust in God and our feet on the surface of the water, even if we stumble, even if our fear gets the better of us, even if we look away overcome by the storms that surround us, God does not look away. God is right there immediately to catch us and will not let us fall. When Peter begins to sink, Jesus says to him, "You of little faith." But it's all in the tone of voice, isn't it? "You of little faith. You of little faith." Maybe Jesus is saying that Peter's little faith is enough for God. Remember that parable about the mustard seed? Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible for you. Peter's little faith brought him out of the boat, and he did it. He walked on water. And when he cast his fears on Jesus, saying, "Lord, save me," Jesus, being ever faithful, immediately raised him out of the waters of fear again. Jesus tells his disciples, and he tells us, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Emmanuel, God with us, especially when we don't necessarily expect God to be with us, or when we don't sense that God is with us, or when we wonder where God is. God is always faithful, always with us, always loving us, always ready to catch us when we stumble and raise us up to new heights, show us new things, and help us overcome even old challenges in new ways. When we're fearful, when we feel as if we are not enough, let us cry out to Jesus, "Lord, save me," to be our enough. Let us rely on the Holy Spirit to raise us up out of our fear, to get us to kick our sandals off, get out of our boats, and walk on water. Amen.